so that I can preach there also. That is why I have come. So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. This is the word of the Lord. At this time, I'd like to invite my wife Jill over. It's her turn to share the children's message.
I have some things to show you and to tell you. If you were listening, there was a little Bible verse in the lesson, and that's the one that the pastor's going to talk about in the sermon. And it says, "Don't you know that in a race, all the runners compete, but only one gets the prize?" Did you ever compete in a race? Did you ever have a race with somebody? Yeah, you did? Yeah. With your brother. I did that when I was little too. I had a sister and we would race. Did you win? Yes, you did. Good. Did any of you ever get a prize in a race? Sometimes people do. They get like a trophy. There's a picture of a trophy. It says world's greatest. Okay. So, you know, there's some sporting events going on this weekend. Do you know what they are? What's the big sporting event this weekend? There's two teams that are going to try and win the trophy. You don't know. That's all right. That's all right. In the Bible, our life is compared to a race, okay? And what is the prize in the race of life, you think? The race of life, what's the big prize at the end? It's getting to Jesus. You're right. It's Jesus and getting to live with Jesus forever and ever in heaven. That's the big prize in our race. Wow, that's better than a trophy. Now, to understand this better, let's imagine that our life is like a sailboat race. So I brought a little sailboat with me. The problem is this sailboat doesn't stay together too good, so I'm going to have to hold it together. See, isn't it pretty? Little sailboat made out of wood. I'll try and hold it that way so maybe it won't fall apart. Did you ever go on a sailboat? You did? Maybe you have played sailboats in your tub too, you can play with in your bathtub. Yeah. So let's imagine that our life is like a sailboat race and God has chosen us to sail with him. We're his crew on the ship. And Jesus is our skipper. He's the leader on the sailboat, right? So we're sailing with God. Do you think we'll win the race? What do you think? You think we'll win? I think we will. Yes, I'm sure. I know we will. Okay? Will we win because we're good sailors? I'm pretty sure that if I managed to get a sailboat going, I'd probably crash and sink the thing. I would not be a good sailor. It might be hard to do that. I don't think I could do it. But why do I think we'll win? Who's with us? Jesus. Jesus certainly will win this sailboat race. He wins every race, right? He always wins. Now, sailing is hard work. Do you think you're strong enough? Maybe not, but Jesus is, right? And sailors need to know how to steer the boat into the wind, because the wind is on the sails is what makes the boat go. And if the wind is too strong in the wrong place, maybe it could tip the boat over. That would be scary. So do you think you could do that? I know I couldn't, but Jesus could. You know what? If there was a big, strong storm with big, strong winds and big, strong waves that would wreck the boat, Jesus could stop that storm. He could stop the winds and the waves so we would be safe. He did in the Bible. Would you be scared in a sailboat? I think I would, because the water is deep. And the boat leans. Have you ever seen a sailboat like on TV? They lean when they're steering the boat, and it looks like you might just slide right off. I'd be afraid. I'd be holding on tight, afraid I might fall off. And there might be sharks, especially if it's in the ocean. I think I'd be afraid. What would help if I felt scared? Jesus. Remember I said Jesus is our skipper, our captain. He's in the boat with us. So he's bigger and stronger than the sharks. So I would go to Jesus and ask him to help me and not be afraid. So we're all in this race in life. We're not in heaven yet. And we'll still have challenges and problems and troubles and hard times in our life. We might think we'll never make it to the finish line. We might want to give up and stop trying and just get off the boat. We'd feel safer on the shore, right? In the dry land. Would that be a good idea for us to just get off the boat? You think so? No. Why not? Who's on the boat? Jesus. If we get off the boat, we're going away from Jesus. We got to stay on that boat and stay close to Jesus where we'll be safe, right? Jesus is a good skipper. He will keep us safe. He'll win the race for us. In fact, he's already won the race for us. And since we're on his team, his crew, we get the prize that Jesus won. We get to live forever with Jesus in heaven. As long as we stay on the boat with Jesus and trust him, ask him to help us all the time when we have troubles, we will win. God promised. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for being with us and caring for us. Thank you for winning and for giving us the prize of life with you forever. Amen.